Hotel workers at Reddit. What is the worst thing you have found in a room after a guest stay? Someone pooped in the nightstand. It had been there long enough to dry out, so it took nearly an hour to scrub it clean. Another room had bloody menstrual pads stuck all over the walls at random. Worst to clean up, not because it was gross, but because it was annoying and time consuming, was popcorn. Baseball team stayed in a couple rooms and I guess they had those like caramel popcorn balls that they had just thrown all over the room, at the walls, furniture. It stuck to the carpet and was almost impossible to vacuum. A syringe under a mattress. After I felt a prick on the end of my finger, I was tucking in a sheet under the bed, and there were actually two uncovered insulin needles under there. I got rushed to hospital, hepatitis shots and a tetanus shot. Two different HIV prevention medication for a month. Monthly blood tests for about a year. I'm fine, and it barely stuck me in truth. But I was already afraid of needles and disease. I still feel traumatized. I was not going to post at all. But I've always wondered if there was anything else I should have done. The doctors assured me that they were more precautious than necessary. Woman with misophobia, fear of germs, stayed with us. She never let the cleaning ladies into the room as she preferred to clean it herself. One day she leaves to go out and removes the do disturb sign. Maid calls down and says the room has a strong chemical odor and found bags of pee and poop in the drawers. Old couple checked out and left a huge box of 6 toys. Not that bad, right? We keep items for 90 days. Hotel gets first dibs after that. Say it's an iPad that would be good for something. Then whoever found it gets second dibs. Then GM. Then it's whoever wants it. Head housekeeper kept them locked in her desk BC. She wanted first dibs and was scared someone else would take them. A dead body. Someone ended up killing themselves in the hotel room by hanging themselves in the closet. Was in there a few days before we found him. Worked at an upscale ski resort. One family let their toilet training kid pee behind the toilet and under the sink throughout their whole visit. Then put our white towels on top of it to help clean up the mess. Whole place smelled like a freaking rhino enclosure. Ruined the towels. Pizza. And not just like leftovers. An entire pizza, and not a single slice of it in the box. The first red flag we found was the slice of pizza smeared all over on the TV. Then we saw two slices side by side like they had worn them for slippers and dragged their feet across the floor. One slice in the dresser, one in the nightstand, one in the sheets, and one in the bathroom sink. We cleaned the room as normal and put all the pizza in the box. The whole time I'm wondering why someone would do this. Was the pizza not good? Was one slice enough and you had to buy the whole thing? I'm doing the final checks in the room and it still smells like pizza. I flick the lamp on and look for the final slice. I finally find it, shadowed in the lampshade. This individual had smeared the last slice on the inside of the lampshade. That was the final piece of the puzzle, or pizzazoodle. This person bought an entire pizza just to hide it in his hotel room. Two worst experiences I had to witness were: a couple came to the desk early in the AM. They clearly had been in an all-out fist fight. They were a cash-paying customer and all they said was, "Sorry, we got in a fight. There is blood in the room. We are HIV positive." Then they took off. Room was an absolute horror show. Had to hire special cleaners to come gut the room and ended up replacing basically everything in the room. Room was zooked for almost a year. Same hotel. We had some wards of the state types staying. Worst were a couple with a newborn. They couldn't afford basically anything, so made the decision to use our towels as diapers. The state wouldn't let us kick them out and they were just taking the towels off the carts. Ended up having to evict them from the hotel as they had been there long enough to establish residency. A bachelorette party came through and after they left the next night we had a new rule that charges a $400 glitter fee. But I mean, you couldn't see the floor so much glitter. It's been a few years and you can probably still find glitter in the carpet throughout the hotel. I worked at a hotel a few years ago. Front desk. I checked out a nice couple in the morning. They were very friendly. Said they enjoyed their stay. Then housekeeping got to their room. The poor woman looked shell-shocked. I got to go through the room with a camera and my supervisor to document the state of the room. Too large. Black. Double-headed dildos. Lots of Ziploc baggies with powdery residue. Syringes. some used, some still with caps on them, including two in the toilet, and more travel-sized bottles of baby oil than I could count. We also found what appeared to be feces and blood smeared all over the bedding and walls and a small digital camera. Police were called, descriptions of them taken, and all their information they had used to check in. I quit soon after, so I don't know if they ever found them or pressed charges. I was in housekeeping for a while in the winter and a co-worker of mine found a poop and a condom tied to the microwave door. Definitely the most baffling thing I'd heard of anyone finding. It was a hallway. I worked the front desk. A little league baseball team was staying the night and a guest complained to my manager about bats flying around. My manager assumed the baseball team was just being rowdy and headed up to tell them to calm down. Turns out it wasn't baseball bats. Just a normal old flying bat hanging out in the hallway. A USB drive with two different versions of their obituary that they typed up for themselves. Not me but my dad. He was the director of housekeeping for a worldwide hotel chain. His housekeepers didn't know what to do with a girthy 12-inch dildo suction cup on the writing table. It was still very moist, he said. Then he looked up who stayed in the room to see if maybe they wanted it back, but it was too tiny. Frail little old ladies, canes and all, and he said it was too embarrassing to contact them, so he waited a bit to see if they'd call asking for it, but they never did. He ended up throwing it out. Edit. Someone gilded my dad's girthy wet dildo story. Thank you, you sick freak. Dart, let's be friends. My ex-wife projectile vomited all over a room at the Lark Winter in Somerville after way too many SoCos at the Rattlesnake. I cannot drive 93 northbound out of Boston without some degree of shame. Sorry, Lark Winter workers. I did the best I could, but there was only so much that could be done. Also, this is one of the many reasons she is now my ex-wife. Edit. Two good things that came from my ex, my kids, and my most upvoted comment. People that have died. Feces on the walls and furniture along with vomit. Drug paraphernalia. Drugs. And once a gun. Feces and vomit is the worst though. A bear. First, you gotta understand that a lot needs to happen for this to occur. Our lowest floor is still about a meter and a half from the ground. And each outside room had a balcony rail. However, a guest had decided to want to unload his motorcycle from his truck and leave the ramp down. So, I'm assuming he could ride the bike up when he was done. The guest that was staying in the room had room service, decided to leave the food uncovered and the balcony doors open, and later went to the hotel pool spa to relax. Upon returning, they had gone to us at reception and said that there was a bear in the room. Puzzled, we quietly approached the room and slowly opened the door. Lo and behold, there was a bear eating room service and making a mess of my afternoon. We called Parks Canada to deal with it. Guest was not charged a cleaning fee. TLDR. A bear used a car as a ramp to get into a room at the property. 25 years ago I worked at a snooty part of a snooty ski resort in Park City, Utah. Most of the regular guests were just typical old rich white dudes, but during Sundance season though, the celebrities come out. There is a certain musician, entertaining us for decades now, who has a disgusting hobby, ordered in the early 90s at least. Next time you're cutting footloose, or getting close to the danger zone, just know that Kenny Loggins gives his entire family coffee ground enemas, which leaves a giant mess, and leaves it for the hotel staff to clean up, twice in one stay, full stop. A little late, but I have to. Found bloody parrot feathers all over a room. They claimed it was service animal. It wasn't, and had gotten too stressed and pulled all of its plumage out. The guest tried to blame the hotel for noise. We charged them for the cleanup. It was balancing month end one day when the front was swarmed with police cars. They raided a room with no notice to us at the front desk. Turned out a pimp was cooking meth in one of the rooms with two prostitutes and a dog. There was a short standoff before everyone was arrested. Their car was seemingly forgotten about in the parking lot, but it disappeared a week later. We were unable to charge for damages since all of their cards were stolen. It was a family retreat kids' birthday party. The adults were getting it faced while the kids were in the presidential suite raising hell. They had decided to have a fully stocked ice cream bar and allowed the kids to do what they wanted with it. And M's crushed into the carpet. Chocolate footprints on the walls. whipped cream ducking everywhere, fruit punch spilled on the bed. In total we had to charge them about $7k in damages, which they took to court, because they thought the cleanup would be included. That's why we did it at a hotel. They also smashed glass all over our dog hiking trail, which I had to clean up. Full stop. I was road tripping alone, and decided to support the local economy of this small town I was stopping in and stay in a small family-owned motel instead of a chain. It was obviously infested with bedbugs. Obvious. The next morning. That is. I arrived late at night and went straight to bed. The worst thing was that I was moving myself out to college and had all of my worldly possessions in the car with me. All of my clothing. All of my bedding. The few pieces of furniture I was bringing. Fortunately, isolating everything that had been in that room in trash bags and buying bedbug spray immediately prevented it from infesting everything I owned. But all the time I spent anticipating the worst got me hugely stressed out. I do hotel renovations, so we find anything the housekeepers have forgotten over the years. Most often we find dirty magazines, clothing, children's toys, sometimes drugs in super random places, lol. A guest, so overlooked by staff, burnt incense ends, red candle wax and blood in the headboard and side table. Gross and weird. Empty boxes of fried chicken and the bones laying all over the floor between beds. White powder on the dresser and a lamp thrown through the glass door dividing two rooms of a suite once. Dirty diapers and birthday cake smashed into the walls. People get really itty when you have to kick them out for trying to have a party. I think the only one that tops that was a guest's corpse. Full disclosure, I wasn't the one who found that. The guy downed a fifth of wild turkey and a bottle of pills. Never found out why. For those with dark humor though, we googled him afterwards and found out he owned a funeral home. My manager asked me why he would bother to do it in the hotel considering that I was the one who found out about that, and my first response was, you never mix your business with pleasure. Not a worker, but once my family checked into our hotel and go to our room and open it up only to find a very mortified naked man sitting on the couch watching TV. Made eye contact and just backed out of there. He has the same exact name as me, so that's where the mess up came about. Not a hotel worker, but I found a webcam in the air vent. I worked security for a while at a really large hotel. Two stand out in my mind. The first, a guest that went out by ambulance because of some allergic reaction. What the guest claimed at least, the room was full of black and bloody diarrhea. The smell was horrible. I have never smelled it like that and hope to never again gag. The second wasn't something left but an assistance call. Elderly man was unresponsive when we got there. We used a defibrillator on him till the ambulance arrived and he actually survived. He came back to the hotel some months later to thank us. It was great. Most of those calls didn't end well, so having one who survived and came back to say hey was nice. Someone clearly had it the bed. My only question is how. We got a call from an anonymous person asking for us to do a wellness check on a guest. I get a call from security a few minutes later. And the guy on the other end of the radio sounded pretty shook up. Mod. We need you up here ASAP. I get upstairs and the two security guards look pale. They refuse to go into the room. Only saying that they knew I would know how to handle the situation. I'm a combat vet and ex-police officer. I get into the room and everything is tidy. Bags packed. Beds made. ETC. At that moment I see the balcony door open and what appears to be someone laying out on the balcony wearing all their clothes. Drunk. Passed out. No. As I got to the balcony, I could now see the person's lap. The revolver in their hand on said lap. I stop for a moment and realize he is not moving. So I step out onto the balcony and the gravity of the situation becomes clear. Guy blew his head off. One shot to the roof of his mouth. I'll spare you the details, but I didn't have to check much to call it. At least this was the middle of the night. One shot. No other guests were awakened, and I was able to get PD, coroners and detectives in, and all of them including the body out through the back with no one else knowing anything happened. I went back downstairs and finished my pizza. You might have fun with Artiles from their front desk. Not a hotel worker, but someone who stays a lot in hotels for work. I once found the electric kettle filled with urine. My girlfriend worked front desk at a hotel that was connected to a hospital. so they frequently had visiting outpatients staying there. One day a lady came down and was clearly disoriented. She ripped out her tracheotomy in the lobby. They rushed her over to the hospital, got her fixed up, sent her back to her room, and then she came downstairs and did it again. One of the worst shifts she ever had. A dead body. Guy came in for the weekend, hired a prostitute, and OD'd on heroin. The worst part was probably when his sister came to get all his belongings. When we pulled his car out of valet, we noticed two baby seats in the back. Why the duck would you rub it on the wall? Narayosu's copyright airing. I worked as a front desk receptionist for about a year at a small hotel in a small town. Apparently, sometime before my shift, two underage teenagers had gotten the room. Early in the morning around breakfast time, we got a complaint from someone in a neighboring room about the TV being on extremely loud. Almost at the same time, police cars started pulling up followed by EMTs. I guess the teenagers' plans were to rent the room and kill themselves so their families wouldn't be the ones to find the bodies. But when one had slit their wrists and it wouldn't stop, the other called an ambulance in a fit of panic. I was told they would both recover and most likely be put into therapy, but that was the last I heard of it, as I only stayed a few weeks after that. Had a younger couple leave bodily fluids all over the bed and wall from their ducking. Spudge and jizz everywhere. If I had a black light, it would have lit up like a ducking rave. Worst ever one I can remember is when there was a Christmas party or wedding or something going on where people got extremely drunk, and one particular gentleman, upon checking out, said he had a lovely stay and left fairly quickly without any free breakfast or anything. Now when the housekeeping went in, they were met with the most god-awful smell. I think someone described it as the smell of sewage mixed with the smell of the bin lorry on a high summer's day, but could not find the source. That is until they whipped off the duvet to be faced with the bed absolutely covered in diarrhea. When I say covered, I mean covered, and the man tried to hide it with a duvet cover. It was so bad it had leaked through the sheets, mattress protectors, and most of the way through the mattress. It was sickening. This lovely gentleman thought he could get away with that without a word, but luckily we take contact details and a credit card on check-in. Let's just say it was a bloody awkward phone call I had to make. Three guys in one room left all of their windows open and lights on overnight in the summer. I have never seen so many different types of bug flying around the room. It was terrifying. We ran in spraying bug killer like our lives depended on it. Then ran out and left the room for an hour. We came back to a floor that was almost black with dead bugs. I can still hear the crunching. Friend used to be a general manager. There was a guest who had stayed there for a few days but kept the do not disturb sign up, not letting anyone in. Well, after 3 days they had to go in to clean the room and do a welfare check, and they found this chick tied up to the bed with a camera on her. Some guy had kept her tied up for 3 days straight and was live streaming it somewhere. I once cleaned a stayover during an anime convention. Found a bunch of anime girl plush dolls and a tail butt plug in the half-made bed. And what I fondly referred to as a family-size bottle of lube with a lotion pump just chilling on the nightstand. I'm into anime, so it wasn't a surprise for me. But I could only imagine literally any one of my older co-workers finding that. Not a bad thing, but a good thing. My friend who works in a hotel in Denver said that Warren G left his shoes. I asked what size. She said 12. I said that's my size. So after the mandatory 30 days or whatever, he mailed me his Adidas shell toes. Whenever I wear them, I regulate so hard. Someone had pooped on the pillow and left a note saying all the best with that. Hotel find the dude, you are cute, 450. My hotel found heroin and used needles scattered in the bedsheets. They got lucky they didn't get stabbed. We had to close the room, call in a deep cleaning crew contractor, who spent the greater part of 4 hours completely breaking the room down in search for more. It cost something like 12k I think overall. I used to work at a hotel and would hear stories. Once, a lady called the front desk minutes upon first entering the room because she found a half-empty bottle of lube in the couch. Another, an elderly lady couldn't control her bladder and bowls and shat on the floor. The executive housekeeper said her eyes stung and it took a lot of time for the carpet to get deep cleaned. This is more weird than bad, but I forgot that a guest decided to extend his stay, and so when a maid went to clean his room, she called me up saying she wasn't able to get into the room. I went up and unlocked it for her. Upon opening the door, we peered into the room and she immediately yelled and hollered about how she wasn't going to step inside that room and quickly just left the scene. The guest, a sweet and somewhat nerdy 20-something computer programmer, had what I can only describe as an immense amount of voodoo items in this room, including this strange statue of a raven, a large tome, candles, and other fetishist items. Felt bad for invading his privacy when I realized he had asked to extend his stay. His door always had the do not disturb sign on it and I had just assumed he forgot to remove it before leaving, as many guests do. Homeless man came into some money somehow. We never quite figured out how, but either way he stayed in the same room for about 2 months. Eventually we convinced him that he needed to go elsewhere as we had a big conference, or something like that, that was going to fill the whole hotel. I was a bellman and the hotel had a courtesy shuttle for the guests. I was instructed to give him a ride to the new hotel he would be staying at. I helped him get the remaining stuff from his room and the moment I entered, I knew the room would be out of service for a while. There was trash everywhere. The bathtub was used as a waste bin. There were dirty stained towels pouring out of the closet. And he had stripped the bed to put his sleeping bag on the mattress. The worst part was the smell. Despite the fact that he had been staying there for at least 2 months by this point, I am 99% sure he never once used a shower. It was the strangest, most disgusting thing I had ever seen. The room was out for almost 2 weeks while it went through a deep clean, but it still had that smell for the rest of the year and a half that I worked there. Ducking broccoli everywhere. In the bed, the tub, the toilet, drawers. It was ground into the carpet. No clue why. That's the weirdest one. The worst thing to find is when someone has died. Those are really bad days. Worked at a large hotel. One night an older couple checked in for their anniversary, had a very expensive meal in our restaurant, ordered up some nice champagne to the room. The next morning the maid service went to the room and on the door was a sticky note saying, "Call the police, don't come in." Maid called down to hotel security, they came up, opened the room, and the couple had committed suicide. After all was cleaned and family notified, we found out the wife had dementia and cancer, so they had one last great night. Sad. I'm not hotel worker, but once I checked into a room at a Holiday Inn and on the nightstand was a little pile of broken off zebra print press-on nails. Two things happened. Either the worker did such a poor job cleaning that she missed that, or she what? Like sat in the bed to take a break and break off her nails? Either way it added some seedy ambience.